tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second hour, your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, Monday, August 3rd, 2026 edition. I'm going to talk about the 1st Congressional District. I want to talk about the history of it. And I want to talk about the opportunity that the people voting in the 1st Congressional District tomorrow have to make history. Congress in Washington, D.C. for the 1st Congressional District, the UP, the Northern Lower Michigan, to get the population numbers up to where they need to be, is the largest congressional district east of the Mississippi River. With the new maps, I believe it's up to like 36 and a half counties out of Michigan's 83 counties. It is one congressman. A congressman is always, since the history of our country, that district has always been represented by somebody from the UP. Now, population disparity now is that the lower peninsula of the 1st District has more population in it than the UP does. Many people have left the UP. Companies have shut down over time. It's not as vibrant as it once was. But it's critically important to our state. The resources, natural resources, the natural beauty, it has importance because of the people, because of the history, because of the traditions from the UP. It's part of who we are as Michiganders, although many times forgotten. Right now, we have a congressman who owns a piece of real estate in the UP, but he doesn't live there. He lives in Washington, D.C. majority of the year, and also Louisiana. Although he owns a piece of real estate there to qualify him as to, quote unquote, being representing the 1st District, he's a complete carpetbagger. Ever since he got elected in 2016, we've had these stories. People know about it. He doesn't even deny it publicly. However, history can be made tomorrow if Justin Michael beats the incumbent, Jack Bergman, and a third fake rhino candidate that filed late. Justin was born and raised in Grayling, Michigan. He lives in Grayling, Michigan. He loves the UP just like I do. We have family that live there. We go up there all the time. I love the UP. But we have an opportunity tomorrow to make history. If you join Vicky and I and vote for Justin Michael and he wins, history will be made because he will go on to defeat the Democrat in November. We will have a congressman from below the bridge for the first time in the history of the United States Congress. Think about that. Well, I've reached out to him and I've asked him to come on to make a final appeal to you, Justin Michael, to come on in the next segment and to talk to you. We're going to take a short break. Word from our sponsors. Justin Michael, candidate for Congress, 1st Congressional District. He'll be joining us in the next segment. We'll be right back.
After avoiding debates for months, John James just made it clear why. When questioned by Perry Johnson about his support for the reviled killswitch mandate and being funded by data center developers, John James strangely replied,
"I know when you were born, black people could still be bought and sold in this country, but no one owns me."
Huh? John James went right to the Democrat strategy of playing the race card. John James is no conservative. He's a lying liberal. John James as governor? Terrifying thought. Perry Johnson is our conservative choice. Non-politician, real Republican, really smart. Helps save the American automobile industry and can apply the same skills to get Michigan back on track. Perry Johnson for Michigan.
I'm Perry Johnson, and I approve this message. Paid for by Perry Johnson for governor.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two here on this Monday. Joining us on the line right now is Justin Michael, candidate for Congress in the 1st Congressional District. Good morning, Justin.
Hey, Randy. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm excited because Vicki and I went and voted in person yesterday after I produced church services and found out we were the first two people to vote on Sunday afternoon that they had seen all day. We were voters number 67 and number 68 for the entire 9 days of early voting. I think a lot of people are actually going to vote tomorrow, Election Day. And I know supposedly, according to the Secretary of State, a lot of people may have turned in absentee ballots already. But I think this is going to be a big turnout in person tomorrow. What are you hearing out there on the road as you're traveling around the district?
I'm hearing similar things. A lot of people had already cast their vote, which is great. Hopefully those people took the time to look through their ballot and really see who the candidates are and they'll do their research. You know, I think one of the problems that we have in our district is that people are often misinformed or don't have a lot of information. And they just kind of check the box and move on. So I'm hoping that with the absentee ballots, at least, that people went out and did their research and found the candidate that they want to support moving forward. As for the people who are going out and voting tomorrow, you guys get a great opportunity to select someone that represents you, that cares about you, that's present in your communities. I spoke last week with you regarding what we've done on this campaign tour, 531 consecutive days of campaigning, over 112,000 miles in the district. We have visited every county, every city, every village, every township, and every town in our congressional district. And we did it and documented that in 36 consecutive days. So just to show the amount of work that we're putting on in the ground, showing that we care so much about people in the community, to have the conversations and discussions and the town halls and the meet and greets and just be actively engaged in everything. I mean, I'm sitting right now currently in a parking lot. I was just at the grand opening of pickleball courts in my hometown of Grayling at the Commission on Aging. We finally got some pickleball courts in our community, which is great, and they're full right now. I mean, there are people waiting to play, which is awesome to see. You know, these are the things that we care about, is just being present in our community and seeing people. They invited me to come for a ribbon-cutting ceremony. So, you know, you get to be able to spend the last day of the campaign in your hometown, meeting with people that you know and love and appreciate, the people who have supported you since you were a child. And when you reflect on the whole race as a whole, you just realize all the things that you did in this district when you were a kid. I mean, I got to relive and experience all the places I went to and played sporting events against, whether it was basketball, football, track, or golf. I got to see people and engage with people who haven't seen me since I was in high school with them and competed against them in sports or knew them from sports. I got to see my old teachers and I got to see my old counselors from high school and I got to see people that I haven't seen in years. And I'm so blessed not only to have been raised in this district, but to have the support of people in the district and then have been able to go out and meet people throughout the entire district. In the UP, it was almost like an expedition for me to go and earn their respect. And I put in so much work because I care so much about people. And you get an opportunity. This is David versus Goliath. They've spent $3.5 million against me in this race. $3.5 million against me. I spent $68,000. So if you want to vote for somebody who's going to be fiscally responsible when they get to Washington, D.C., look no further than campaign expenses. If you're someone that cares about propaganda, the mailers, the flyers, the stupid commercials that you listen to on the radio or the ones that you see on your TV, if that's what you care about, I'm not your guy. If you want somebody that's going to show up, that's going to listen, that's going to care about your community, that's me. And that's the biggest difference. You got people who start campaigning 3 or 4 months before the election. And you got a guy who's been out there for 18 straight months, every single day, working to learn more about your community so they can better serve you. And that's the difference. Do you care about hard work or do you care about money and influence? And there is no clearer picture than that in this race, because I have worked harder than the Republicans and the Democrats combined. And they'll say that to you too. Even if you don't like Justin Michael, you'll say that dude works hard, because I do, and I do it for you. I've sacrificed so much in my personal life, in my business life, to be present in the district and to dedicate my entire life to serving you guys over the last 18 months. And I really hope that that shows. I hope that people can feel that I care and that I love this district because it's my home. It's where I was raised and it's where I live now.
On that point, Justin, before you came on in the first segment, I brought up the historical facts about who has represented the first district and the fact that we've always had a person who allegedly lives in the Upper Peninsula. History can be made tomorrow if people vote for you and you win this nomination, because I truly believe that you'll go on to win in November easily. This district is strongly Republican, and you'll easily defeat whichever Democrat they put up. But you'd be the first nominee, the first candidate for Congress, potentially the first congressman to represent the first district from below
from
the
northern
bridge.
Lower Michigan. Yeah. Well, it's not only that. I want people to understand this. This will be one of the biggest political upsets in modern history. You're not just creating history by voting for me in a sense that you're like, yeah, we got someone that's the first time from below the bridge. You're going to elect somebody that didn't have to spend millions of dollars to convince you that they're the one. That being from a small town and having a voice still matters in today's politically charged and financially backed political age. And I think that that's what people need to realize. I win this election tomorrow, and you'll see my face on Fox News on the 5th. I'll be across every single news channel because they'll say, how did you do it? And the answer is simple. I cared about people, and I showed up to communities. When everybody else was sleeping or hibernating or going somewhere warm for the winter, I was in your community. I was sitting in your local bars. I was in your local restaurant supporting local. I was meeting with people who mattered in the community, hearing their stories and trying to figure out how I could work with them to make life better for you and your communities. That's what I did. That's the story. So you get an opportunity as a voter to go make history. And I promise you this. We're not only going to cruise through the election next time, I'm going to be the most powerful voice for Michigan's first district ever. I will make sure that our presence is known in Washington, D.C. And I promise that I'm going to be back in the district as much as possible, spending time with people, because this is where I love to be. This is my home.
Well, on that point, and this is something that a couple of people have mentioned to me, is their entire family have already voted, and they said they voted for Justin because they really have a problem with the president getting involved in our politics here in the primaries. They're upset with him endorsing John James for governor. They're not really pleased with him endorsing Jack Bergman. But more importantly, they want to send a message to the president. Stay out of Michigan politics. We the people got this. We're informed, we're engaged, we listen to radio shows, we listen, we watch ads, we know what's going on. And for the president to endorse in this race, when really he didn't last few election cycles, why all of a sudden is he endorsing Congressman Bergman in this race? And I asked him a very simple question. Why do you think? It's only because he's being really challenged for the first time by somebody who's outworking him, who's out talking with the people more so than he is. Actually, somebody has put up more signs. I haven't seen hardly any Jack Bergman signs out like I normally see in the normal locations.
Well, we had to be really strategic on that. We don't have the budget that they have. I mean, when you think about how much money that they've spent collectively, you know, both the opponents that are running against me, it's kind of sad because I look around and I'm thinking, if I had a fraction of that money, do you understand how much bigger of a presence that I would have than what we do?
Sure.
Know, but that's because I am hyper focused on doing it the right way. I'm trying to be as cost effective as possible with every, because I don't have the leniency to just waste money. When you make an expense or you go out there and you're looking at avenues, you got to make sure you're getting your most bang for your buck, especially when you're competing against people that have millions of dollars. And I look at this scenario and think, if I can do this in our first district, if I can show people that this can be done, imagine what I can do in Washington, D.C. Imagine the negotiations, because that's all it is. I call these companies. I'm like, yeah, I need a better deal than that. And I negotiate these things. This is what my PhD is in. Conflict resolution is all about negotiation, facilitation, and mediation. So you see how I run my campaign. I do such a good job with my expenses that there are people from Bergman's camp that are saying, he's cheating on his finance report. He's got a secret credit card. I wish I had a secret credit card. Gas is expensive. Travel is expensive. So when you're out there, signs are expensive. Ad expense are expensive. You don't get a secret credit card. I'm out here doing this on my own, trying to make ends meet. And that's what you see. I'm living the life that everyone in our district is living every day. And so the effort and energy that I'm putting into this comes from the heart, because I have to experience and live it. It's my life. And this is the exact same way that 60 or 70% of the people in our district are living. And so if there's anyone that understands, I don't have $1 million or $2 million home on a lake. I don't have a million dollar home in the woods that I bought. I'm not out here spending a ton of money on campaign staffers and other fluff. I'm out here every day living like everyone else is, spending what little money I have to put gas in my car and food in my belly so I can get enough energy to go to the next stop. And I've slept in the front seat of my car, the back seat of my car, and the trunk. So, this, and at 43 years old, I'd love to tell you that it feels good, but you wake up after sleeping in a cramped space, you feel it for a couple of days. So that's the energy and effort that I've been putting in. I've been doing it because I care and because I love this district. And I know that we have it in us to be better, that prosperity can come to us, that we can fight hard for each other. I know we can work together to resolve some of these issues. But one of the things that I'm really concerned about is that we're going to come up short because people don't get out and vote. They haven't heard the message, or they're not in a position where they feel like they're ready to start moving away from Congressman Bergman. And I don't think that people understand that he does not have our district's interest in his heart. And after 10 years and $21 trillion added to the national debt and really no gain, if anything, losses in this district, I think it's time for change. And I've been out there telling people that all the time. It's not to criticize the congressman and his near 60 years of service to our country. I respect him for that. But there comes a point in your life where change needs to happen. And that change for people, you have one shot right now at going out there and electing somebody that you choose, not that the establishment chooses for you, not that money chooses for you. Don't fall into hype with the propaganda. Just get out there and make your voice heard. Stand up for what's right. Stand up for someone who's from your district, who lives your life. Go out there and vote for that person. And in 2 years, if you don't like me, or I didn't do what I said I was going to do, then vote me out. But I promise you, I will not let you down. I will not. Because I can't afford to do that in my community. My mom still lives in Grayling.
Yep. Well, that's why we voted for you, Justin. And we're asking everybody else to do the same. Yeah. Justin Michael, he's on the ballot for the 1st Congressional District. Get out and vote. Appreciate your time. Stay safe out there today. We'll talk to you soon.
Randy, thank you so much, man. Love you, bud. You take care. Be safe. Thanks for what you do for this country.
Thank you. On the Hour News Break.
This is